Blog Talk Radio.
Working full-time? Raising a family? Who said that means you have to put earning your degree on hold? Bluefield College offers a convenient, personal, and affordable online program designed to fit your lifestyle and budget. Christ-centered, student-focused education, 100% online. Classes start August 22nd. Learn more at bluefield.edu.
Good evening and welcome to the Empowerment Place and another episode of Using My Keys broadcast. This is your host, Pastor Valerie Burrell. Grateful and thankful to each of you who have joined us on tonight. We are excited to have with us as our special guest, she's not really a guest, she's a part of us, amen, Pastor Linda Brown of Agape Ministries. Pastor Linda, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Pastor Valerie. It is a pleasure to be here. Good evening, listening audience, and grace and peace be from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. It's just really good to be here, Pastor Val.
Amen, amen. Well, tonight we were just going to dialogue, and we do that pretty well. We bounce off of each other like bing, bang, mm-hmm. bing, bang, bing, bang. Serena and Venus, we sisters, amen.
Amen, amen.
I just want to share what's on God's heart in this season. I know, Pastor Linda, there's been a lot of things that we've talked about, and you being a worshiper and an intercessor and a teacher, a navigator of God's word, often when we're together, we never know really where God's going to place the leverage, but we do believe that tonight there will be a word released, a transformative
amen.
Word for those who have an ear to hear. And we're just going to trust God with it. And if you would, Pastor, I'm going to ask you if you would open us in prayer.
Yes. Oh, Father God, we just thank you tonight. We bless your name. We honor you. We give you glory. We give you praise. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your goodness towards us. We thank you for your love. And God, we just want to come tonight just to study your word and talk about your word and talk about you, because when we talk about you, we know that you show up in a mighty way. And we want to talk tonight about intimacy with you. We know about intimacy, but we want to talk and study about intimacy with you, getting closer to you, being more familiar with you. So we just pray tonight that all of our listening audience will be able to receive the seed of the word. And God, we know that by the power of your Holy Spirit, you're going to work in us. We thank you in advance. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Intimacy.
Intimacy. Yeah. You know, I want to talk about intimacy in our love relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's think about it. And, you know, and for our listening audience, intimacy in our love relationship. You know, every love relationship doesn't have intimacy.
Well.
What'd you say? What'd you saying, Pastor?
Well,
I mean, you know, we got love relationships, you know, I love you if you love me, and, you know, we have different types of love, but where is the intimacy? See, the intimacy is when we're drawing closer, you know, when I want to be with you, I want to be so close to you that, you know, I just almost want to be inside of you. You remember how we would love each other, and we were courting and dating, and we were riding down the road. This is before they had the bucket seats, you know, that little console in between. They had those long benches seats, and we slide on over there, man. It's like I couldn't get close enough to him. You know how that feels?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yes.
I mean, some might say, well, come on, God, not. Yes, he is. God is like that. He wants that intimacy with us. And I know you're thinking maybe we haven't talked about a scripture, but we're going to introduce a scripture before we finish this conversation tonight.
Amen.
So we
Amen.
Think about
Amen.
Intimacy. And what is intimacy, Pastor Val? What when you think about intimacy, what comes to your mind?
Well, you know, my thing with intimacy is intimacy.
Yeah, intimacy.
When I think of intimacy, I'm really thinking about and speaking about giving someone
the opportunity to see into me, to actually see my good, my bad, my indifferent, and still appreciate who I am without any judgment or criticism. But I'm giving you, it's a privilege to be intimate.
It is. And if you think about intimacy, it's close familiarity or friendship, closeness, the intimacy between a husband and a wife. Now, you know, when a husband and a wife want to be intimate, it's just the two of them. They send children to grandma's house, to friend house, and, you know, they can just steal a moment. They want to get off by themselves. You know, that intimacy is, you don't want anybody else involved in it. So when husband and wives are praying together, they're spending time with the Lord together, but God still wants that one-on-one with us, that one-on-one. And the intimacy, that God's intimacy is his highest priority for our lives. In other words, when we are with him and we are getting to know him and we are allowing him to know us, he already knows us. But when we become naked and unashamed, it's like, God, I'm stripping off everything, and I'm just being for real with you, God. This is how I feel. This is how I see it. No, I don't like her. I don't like the way she talks to me. I don't like the way she talks to anybody else. But, God, I'm just being real, and I'm being intimate with God. And see, it's his highest priority for our lives. And so when we spend that intimate time with God, God transforms us to look like him.
Yes.
And if you remember Moses, when Moses went to the mountain and he was spending time with God, when he came back, the glory of God was so on him that the children of Israel would say, Moses, cover your face. We can't look on you.
Can't
so when we
like
spend
this.
Time with God, we began to look like him, we began to talk like him, we began to walk like him, and we began to act like him. So that is his highest priority for our lives, because our intimacy with him determines our impact on the lives of those we meet.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to let you jump in here.
No, because I want you to restate that, because that was powerful in what you just shared about when we are intimate with him and when we allow him to come into our space, how we are to reflect that in our encounters with other people. And I think one thing, I know, it's very evident that one thing that we as a body of Christ is lacking is an authenticity of our relationship with the Lord. We say we love him,
good.
We say we worship him, we say we praise him, but then when we get before the people, we look just like the world. So have really been intimate with him? Have we spent that time so that when we leave his presence is on us so much so we don't even look like ourselves. We don't sound like ourselves. We don't move about like ourselves, but we move because we're consumed with him.
Right. And we're not even recognizing that that transformation has occurred and that others are seeing us in that light, because it's a natural process. But when we it's the sweetness, it's the sweet aroma from God that we carry with us. So, you know, that's why, you know, we go into a woman's conference. I'll say a woman's conference, but we go to a conference, and it's just so powerful because the people that are putting on the conference and leading the conference and the speakers have been fasting and praying and laying before God. So when we get there, we are receiving from their overflow. And then when we get that and we come back to church on Sunday morning, we are fired up because the anointing of God, we've been in his presence. But if we did it daily, it's still there. If we did that daily, if we got in his presence daily, where we walk, we would leave the salt, we would leave the light, and it would make a difference in the lives. It impacts the lives of others. Now I have another question for you.
You know,
Go ahead.
I just want to, when you talk about how, you know, when we would go to that conference and we'd leave that conference and we would go to church on Sunday morning and still be on fire. But God said, even before you get to church on Sunday morning, when you get back home to the place where you dwell, power in that way, that when you get back to your own dwelling place, you have the ability to switch and transform the atmosphere so that when you walk in, whatever it was when you left, it is now no longer when you get back. Because now you bring the presence of the Lord into the atmosphere. And we don't realize how powerful it is that we make our homes a dwelling place for the anointing of God to rest. And your home, much like ours, when people come, they say, wow, it's so comfortable. Wow, it's so peaceful. Oh, wow, it's so comfortable. And they just sort of get there and like, okay, I'm good. I don't need to move. I don't need to go. I ain't got to go. Do I have to go? Well, you got, if you, you ain't got to go home, but you got to go get up out of here. You got to go
because
somewhere.
But that's what praise and worship does. When we have praise, when we have corporate worship, even when we worship alone, but when we have corporate worship, when everybody is offering up their sacrifices of praise, and then we move into the worship, and then the atmosphere shifts, and we and then his presence come in. That's when we get a prophetic word that comes forth. That's when the preaching for the pastor is easy because we've all invited God to come in. I made a place. I made a dwelling place for you, Lord, and I want you to come in. But I want to ask a question. What is another word that we often use for intimacy? And I want to say we often use love. I mean, everybody talks about love. The secular world and the Christian world alike, we sing songs about love. What's love got to do with it? I want to know what love is. And OJ's sing a song, I think it's the OJ's, Just to Be Close to You, Girl. If not him, it's somebody. And it's always about the love, and it always set you in a mood of wanting to be close, to wanting to give yourself to the other individual. Come on. I mean, it's for real. I'm being real. Because God has established this thing. He's helped us to see what the intimacy with him like by using husband and wives. He talks about the bride and the bridegroom, the marriage supper of the Lamb. So when we talk about love, if you think about it, the love songs that we sing in the secular world, we sing the worship songs in the church. They have the intimacy that want to draw us close to God. You know, draw me close to you. I love you more than anything. And there are other songs that we sing, I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice. We're talking about love. Those are vertical songs that go up to God. So we sing about love. We talk about love. And everybody want to know about love, singing about being in love and loving and giving love and receiving love, yet we are not fulfilled. It's almost like it's not enough. There is a void. And why is that? Because there is more. I mean, God made us fearfully and wonderfully, so he made us with, this is what I want to share. Our capacity to love is deep. Our desire to love is great. And the love that we have to give is endless. Our capacity or the size of us is so deep. Our capacity to love is deep. And our desire to love is great. And the love we have to give is endless. If we're made in the image of God and made of him his likeness, God is love. So he made us to receive love and to give love in the same way. And that's where I want to go tonight with the scripture, John 3:16. And we all can quote it. For God so loved. Go ahead. Go ahead, Pastor. Quote that for us.
Go ahead. No, I don't want to.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So
read it again.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Whosoever does what?
Believes in him.
Whosoever believeth in him.
In him.
Should not perish.
Should not perish. But have everlasting life.
That's where our intimacy problem starts.
Let me read it from the Amplified, and then I'm going to let you go on and talk about it. It said, "For God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world that he even gave up his only begotten, unique Son, so that whoever believes in, trusts in, clings to, rely on him shall not perish," that means come to destruction or be lost, "but have eternal, everlasting life."
Give me
go
those.
Ahead.
Cling to, believe.
Yeah, that's the intimacy of the trust in, cling to, and relies on. Mm-hmm.
Relies on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, those quantifiers to our intimacy are what's keeping us from being intimate.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not believing, because we're not clinging to, because we're not trusting, we're not relying on completely. We rely on when it looks tangible. We trust when we can touch it. But when we understand, when we're talking about faith being the substance of things, hope or the evidence of things not seen, when we're trying to teach people about having faith in God and trusting God, even in the midst of hard times and bad times, that God won't leave you nor will forsake you, we have challenges too often which are keeping us from being intimate with him.
Okay, well, let's bring it home to the real world then. I mean, this is real world, but we're talking about a spiritual thing. Okay, in our relationship with our spouses, if we can't trust, then we're not going to be able to cling to. See, because
we will not cling to.
We will not. Because, see, in a love relationship, the intimacy allows the relationship to grow. In a love relationship, intimacy provides that trusting, the safety, a safe haven.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of
mm-hmm.
us in our relationship, we don't feel that safe haven. So we don't trust God. I mean, I just hate to say, we're not trusting him. Because,
yeah.
I mean, that's just the way it is. But if the whosoever receives his love, in other words, that God so loved, and responding to God's love, he loved us. So when we respond to his love, and what does respond mean? It means to react or
react.
to reply to something.
Mm-hmm.
So when we reply to God's love, then he replies back and he gives us more capacity to receive his love. And then we love on him and then he loves on us. That relationship is growing. And so what that becomes is love responding to love. And that is
mm-hmm.
our worship to him.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's the way it is. And you look, you meet someone, you respond, you and Elder Benny, you responded to his love. Okay, and then you love him back. Then he responds to you, and you respond to him. And the relationship is growing. The relationship is increasing. There is trust. There is safety in the relationship. There's protection. There's provision because you're responding to the love. That's the worship.
A question was just posed, Pastor.
Okay.
And the person that asked the question, you can press 1. If you desire, if you want to elaborate, person who posed the question, amen. But they said, can you teach trust or faith? And then it says, you teach God's word, but trust and faith are self-guided.
You can teach what the word says. If I'm understanding the question, can you teach trust? And can you teach faith?
Mm-hmm.
You teach what the
right.
word says about trusting. You teach what the word says about faith. But ultimately, God has given us free will, and it's up to us to receive it. When we receive it,
mm-hmm.
he gives us the capacity to receive more. We
to
can't make a
more.
Person do it, but we can teach what God says about trusting him and what he will do.
Mm-hmm.
Does that answer the question?
Does that answer the question?
We teach God's word. We have to say what he says about it. But then we have to grow to that place of trusting him.
Because we have to first
trust him in order to be called his. Because he said he's so loved that whosoever will. I trust then that God's word said that if I receive him, then I have eternal life with him. I've already made that first step. And so the next step is reading his word and believing, okay, God, then what your word say is true. And my faith and my trust and my belief in you is going to come by hearing the word. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God.
And you know, when you talk about that, and we talk about, we're talking about intimacy, and we talked about the intimacy we have with God, but you know, when we look at our love relationships, prophecy, that if you show me love, I show you love in return. If you trust me, I trust you in return. You know, whatever you pour into me, I will equally pour back into you. But you know, we have a benefit with God, such that even when we're not pouring our all into him, his love for us remains the same.
It remains the same. It does. You know, I was just looking. Yeah. One of the ways to think on this, Pastor, is that God loved us when we were unlovely. If someone is willing to love me when I'm their enemy and I'm being unlovely and you still love me, that shows that I can trust you in this situation, in this relationship, that I can trust you in this relationship.
And more than just I can trust you, I want to trust you. Because there's, you know, I can, but not more than that, I want to. Because sometimes we'll say, you can do it, and you really don't want them to. But you'll say, you can do it. But God will say, you can, and I want you to, and I'm in agreement with you doing it. And I ain't mad about it. I ain't feeling no kind of way. Because, you know, sometimes we throw off in relationships, whatever. You know, God's like, no, I don't want you to exercise that type of love. I don't want you to exercise that type of intimacy where it's almost haphazard. He wants this to be intentional.
Right. And it is an intimacy if it isn't. Yeah.
Yeah,
but if we understand what he said, I mean, the Bible is the mind of God. It is the voice of God. It is the word of God. So what we do is, in order to trust him, he said, even when we talk about tithing, he said, prove me herewith. You know, hey, you do it and watch and see what would happen. But we have to understand that God has established his word in the earth. And these are principles already established for us. And he said, look, nothing is going to separate you from my love. I love you so much. I gave heaven's best. Won't I continue to give you other good things? But it's, we have to trust. It's up to us to say, yes, I receive your love.
Wow. We have several callers on the line tonight.
Okay.
If anybody has a question and wants to make a comment, certainly you can press 1 and we can bring you live on the call. Wow.
We have some people. I want to make sure that I answered that question from the caller, if they were satisfied with it, or if they want to say more, or
Amen. One moment, Prophet Nina. Good evening, Prophet.
Good evening, Pastor Linda, Pastor Valerie. How are you?
Good evening, Prophetess Nina.
Yes, ma'am. You did answer the question. It's just that as you were talking, you said teaching people to have trust, teaching people to have faith. but I just wanted clarity in that it's in fact the word that you're teaching, and then that the trust and the faith will come with their knowledge and better understanding of the word. And I think, Pastor Val, you just said in regards to being intentional about the relationships and intimacy, sometimes you have the intention, and like you said, sometimes your intentions can be good or can be bad. Of course, God knows, you know, your mindset and knows where you are. But what I found is sometimes you want to trust someone and you do trust them, but I think a lot of times it's what you get back from them. If it's not in a positive or in a loving or a heartfelt manner, it tends to turn you off. And where you don't want to change your mindset, it just makes it difficult, I guess, a challenge, be it internal or external, to, you know, kind of continue to want to have that type of relationship with them.
But it's about the reciprocity and the exchange that we experience. And, you know, with man comes some challenging because often, and okay, guys, so let me try to, I'm going to go left and then I'm going to get back on the road. We know what we want. We understand where it is we want to go, and we know that for where we are, many of us, as we are coming into ourselves with God and with who God has called us to be, that there are certain things that we want, certain things we want to experience, and that's what we're seeking from a person that we would give intimate time with. But because we're not all operating with the mind of Christ, because we are not all purpose-driven, because we are sometimes not even equally yoked, we find ourselves in that place where I'm giving you this and this is what I'm getting in return, I'll pass. So, you know, it takes then knowing what God is saying concerning where you are and what you're connected to, and say, God, what is this? Because sometimes we don't even have to have the conversation with God, because we know up front, that ain't it. And stop trying to pacify yourself with something you know it ain't it. Can you wait on me?
And so now we're talking about, I just want to ask a question, Prophetess Nina. We're talking about our natural relationships. Right? Is that what you the trusting?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
But here we're talking about our intimacy with God. And
right, but we are. But at the same time, when we talk about our intimacy with God, our intimacy with God carries over in our intimacy with man. Because as we love on God and God loves on us, what he pours into us, we then have the ability, as you said, our capacity to love grows. So then what we're spending time with God, as God is pouring that into us, that gives us the ability to love others.
Right. Unconditionally.
Unconditionally. So that's when we go back to, God, I need you to show me, or God, I already know what you need. Now I need to self-direct. This is when it's dependent upon us and our walk and our understanding of what God has called us to, where we make choices. We make choices.
Right.
And so then there becomes accountability, again, with the intent of what God is doing and our intimacy with him.
It does help us in our natural, because what he began to do is allow us to be able to discern and to see. In that intimacy, we receive wisdom and understanding of the things that we're dealing with or the things that are to come. So there are so many benefits in being intimate with our Father, with God the Father.
Yeah, I can
I talk about me a lot. Y'all know I'm transparent because God has done a work in me that I give him praise for. But over a period of time for almost 6 years, I was isolated. No, I wasn't. I chose to isolate myself from relationships, and I got quiet and still. And when I'm talking about it, I'm talking about relationships with men. I just went through, let me get to know Val, let me get to know God, let me purge some stuff out of me, let me get myself right. And I spent that time, and when I tried to move in what I thought was right, God said, that ain't right. And I was like, okay, and I backed up. And then in a blink of an eye, God put before me something that had been planted years ago, that when I first saw the seed, I was like, nah. But because I went through everything I went through and I sort of prepared myself, when I saw it again, it looked nothing like it looked before. It sounded nothing like it sounded before, but it was the very same. But everything about it was different, not because he was different, but because my intimacy with the Father had made me different. So now when I looked upon him, and saw what it was that God was presenting to me versus seeing what Valerie's intent was in the beginning. So it was a blessing to have been intimate with God for that period of time to get me to that new place.
Right.
To where now,
yes,
I'm blessed.
It transformed your life. Yeah.
Transformed me completely.
Right.
Because of that time I spent with him. So it does. It has an effect on everything we do, how we do it, who we interact with, how we interact with all, because of how we spend time with him. And that's my testimony, because that's what it did for me.
Amen.
That's just me. That's me. But we have some other callers. If there are other questions or comments, please do press 1, and we'll bring you on the line. Prophet Nina, as you are still, you're just so there. Your intimacy with God, have you seen a difference in just a difference? Have you seen a difference in your interactions with him and your interactions with others based on how you now spend time with God?
Absolutely. I think that now it's not so much about, I guess, the flesh or just an outside mentality. Now I think I'm looking to more of what's in the inner individual. I think I have more compassion, more empathy now when I talk and deal with people than I did before. So I definitely do see a difference in that, in those relationships or in my relationship.
So then you're saying you're looking more like Christ, as Moses did. You're looking more like him. So it has the impacts on the lives of others.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, amen.
Absolutely.
Wow. That's what it's all about, though. I mean, when we really look at who we are, and in our becoming, and I'm excited already as we're preparing for Wednesday's Seeking Truth, because we're going to talk about the butterfly and the transforming. But you know what I'm thinking about even now, Pastor Linda, and you bringing up the intimacy, it is just so necessary for each of us as we are coming into who God desires us be, that we have to be willing to allow him into us, to allow us to see all of who we are, that we are able to be naked and not ashamed.
Right.
Because he knows our truth.
Yes. Yes.
And we have to get to a place where we're accepted and then willing to grow from it.
You know, Pastor Val, we in our study for the last almost a year now, we talked about enlarging our territory. We talked about increase.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about prayer. We talked about being filled with the Holy Spirit. And we talked about the gifts of the Spirit. There are so many topics. We talked about commanding our mornings and declaring
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
decreeing. All those things increase in our lives when our intimate time with God increases, our
Amen.
Prayer life increases, we increase in other areas when we spend that intimate time with Him, because we're beginning to look
mm-hmm.
like Him. We begin to Amen. Hear His heartbeat. We know what's on His heart, and we begin to walk it out, talk it out, and act it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the ability to have that intimacy with Him. Grateful
yeah.
to like myself enough to be transparent before God and God's people. And I think that's a growth and a process that, yes, we have talked about and grown in this last year in our studies about really becoming self-reflecting, looking in the mirror, knowing who we are, taking off the mask, all of these things
mm-hmm,
so that we
mm-hmm.
can experience God in His fullness. Because she read the scripture, God so loved, He so loved that He gave. And He wants us to so love that we're willing to give.
Mm-hmm.
To give our all to Him, but then
mm-hmm.
being able to give our love to man, to all of man, without any judgment, without any, just pure love for God's
mm-hmm.
people. And wanting to empower them as God has empowered each of us.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
I'm grateful. I'm grateful because God wants more. He wants more.
He requires more.
He
I'm thinking
more
about, yes, yes. I'm thinking about in Revelation, His word to the church at Ephesus. He said that how you had left your first love. You remember that scripture?
Yeah.
And
yes.
He said, you know, I have somewhat against you because you left your first love. And sometimes we have to go back to that place and begin to seek Him all over again in a different way.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And even if we're in that place, you know, that's a benefit of our relationship with Him.
Mm-hmm.
We can. We
yes.
can. There's nothing that will block us from going back to that place.
Nothing.
So wherever we are, whatever we're feeling, we can still go back to that place. We can go back and
yes.
have that first love relationship
mm-hmm.
with Him again. We can get in His presence
yes.
like we did it for the first time. Come on, y'all know about the first
mm-hmm.
time, that first kiss,
the first
that first hug,
yeah.
that first intimate moment. You don't forget that. And God said that. That's what I need, but I need that from you daily, that every time you're with me, it's like the first time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, come to me.
It's like
ah.
the first time, the very first time. And if we can experience
Amen.
That on a daily basis, if we can wake up in the morning and die to flesh and then start being intimate with Him like it's our first time every day,
mm-hmm.
come on.
Mm-hmm.
We would be
yeah.
so happy.
And come to Him with excitement,
and we
with
would be
excitement.
So
yes.
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 Yes. Oh.
Thank you, Lord.
Wow.
Yeah.
You think about,
yeah.
you talk about transformation.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a transforming moment in our lives.
Amen.
That we would not
yes,
see anything the same. We
mm,
wouldn't see anything
thank you,
the
Lord.
Same. Trials
mm-hmm.
and tribulations that show up, they
yeah.
wouldn't even matter because of it our
won't.
Intimacy with the Father.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
God, I thank you.
Amen.
God, I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
God, I thank
mm-hmm.
you. God, I
thank you,
you.
Father. Mm-hmm.
God, I thank you. Wow.
Thank you,
wow,
Lord.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow. Wow.
mm-hmm.
wow. Wow. Okay. Well, bless God. There are no other questions or comments. We still have several callers. I know I was just saying we still have several callers. Just wanted to see if there were any other questions or comments that anybody wanted to share. Amen. Prophet Nina, you have anything else you want to share before we close?
No. She's done a fabulous job of answering all of my questions and giving me some clarity.
Amen.
So thank
Amen.
You.
You know, Pastor Val said, Prophetess Nina, that you were there, and you're in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing, asking the right questions, seeking God. So you, he said, if you search for me and seek me with all your heart, that he's going to be found. So you're not lost, and he's not lost, but there are some questions. There are some things that you want, and he's pouring it into you, and it's almost like you can't get enough of it. And,
Amen.
So we thank God for that. We thank God for that. Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
And I thank you that you just don't just receive what someone says, that you study for yourself. And that's a good thing. Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
It is.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, Pastor Linda, thank you. Thank you for tonight. Thank you for this
thank you.
Wonderful transformative dialogue. And I know those that I have listened on tonight and those who will listen in the archive will be blessed. And this may pose some questions about where you are with your intimacy with the Father and God, am I in the right place and am I doing the right thing and am I saying the right thing? You have the ability to reach us. You can email me at empower_@yahoo.com. You can find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell, and send us any questions or comments you have. Because we're here, God daily empowers us, and as he empowers us, we take the responsibility to empower others, and we desire to empower you. Pastor Linda,
Amen.
You want to close us out in prayer? Amen.
Yeah. Father God, hallelujah. We give you glory and praise for this night, oh God, for all of the listening ears, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for Pastor Val and Prophetess Nina, oh God, and all her comments, Lord God. And Lord, we just thank you for her right now. And God, we just thank you that you love us so much. You so loved us that you gave your only begotten Son. And we thank you for the capacity that you've given us to love. And, Lord, we just want to lavish that love back on you so
yes,
that we
Father.
Can also lavish it on others. Oh, God, we want to
thank
pour
you, Lord.
The oil on your feet, oh, God. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We praise and honor you. We thank you for your
thank
words.
You,
we thank you that you allow us to trust you. We thank you for giving us the ability to cling to you, to trust you, to
thank
hear
you,
your word, to increase in our faith, oh God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise and honor you and give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen,
amen.
And amen.
Amen, amen. God
amen.
Bless you.
God bless
again,
you. Thank you.
For joining us tonight. I'm grateful. That's all I can say. Join us again next Sunday evening
Amen.
At 8 o'clock p.m. I don't want to call the wrong name, but we will have someone from the Seeking Truth team be teaching on next week. Amen. And I'm excited. I'm excited. Join us for prayer tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock a.m. I'm excited. I'm excited. Seeking
Amen.
Truth Wednesdays at 8 o'clock p.m. If you're interested in any of this, find us on Facebook again, Valerie Burrell, or email us at empower_yourself@yahoo.com. Until then, God bless you. Be empowered. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.